Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in virtual company of Alisa Bernarikova, director of Liquid Breath. And your film is participating in the 56th Karlovy Vary Film Festival in the Future Frames section. So welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's very nice.
So what's the original title of the film?
It's Chleb Nash Každodenny, which is very difficult to pronounce indeed. And it, it's the literal translation is Our Daily Bread. But I don't think it sounds so nice in English to have this title as well. So I did the double title thing. So in English it's Liquid Bread, because I think it's I don't know, it's more interesting for me. I think that people sometimes don't know what liquid bread, like what it stands for, what could it be, and then I think it works better. But in Slovak it's Our Daily Bread.
Before I started the interview, you reminded me that this is your second time on Fred.
Yes. I've been on this radio through 27 Temps Cinema, like in 2020 when I participated in Venice.
Yeah. So that's why I said welcome back. So let's start with the film. I mean, how would you like simply describe, if you can, Liquid Bread? I mean, could we say that it's a family portrait, or maybe a portrait of a family portrait?
That's interesting. I think there's a lot of it that's, yeah, very, very portrait-like. It's very, very much like a puzzle that just comes together of each generation. But it's a tragic comedy. That's how I like to label it, if I am to label it, about, yeah, three generations of a family and how they just influence one another, how they... how they progress is just an overview of what the family has gone through, and it leads to the times of today, and some quarrels and some love and some pain and some humor that I tried to find within it.
Where does the idea come from? I mean, what was the starting point of the film?
I had this idea for a really, really long time, because I wanted to kind of, to an extent, pay homage to my grandparents and my family. I was trying to find a way to do it. But then in the first year of film school, this story kind of came together, and I wrote it with my screenwriter, Diana Durilova. And we, it was a very fictionalizing process. I think we started from a very real feeling that I had, and then we added a lot of just stuff that's made up, that's good for the cinematic language for the film, but not didn't happen in real life. And now I think the final version is very much fictional. So I think there's what I always say is that I wanted it to work like a memory. So there are some things that may have happened that were inspired by something I know, but also sometimes our memory kind of twists and exaggerates what happens because it's more interesting. And I wanted to use fictional film like this so that I can exaggerate and make it more of a spectacle than the boring real life.
Yeah, talking about the style of the film, how did you find the right tone to describe also family dysfunctions, let's say that?
I think my intentions were very motivated by what I like to watch. I always like when there's a good mixture of comedy and drama in a film, if the film plays with it and is aware that it's doing it. But in this case, it was more intentional from my side. So I tried to surround myself with films that I liked and watched them and kind of observe the dynamics. But in this case, it was just a big risk. And I remember thinking that this could very well just go very wrong. And then in the editing room, we had to save some stuff, of course. But I think now we found some balance. But it all was post-production and just trying to make it work.
Can humor, satire, in a way, be the key in cinema as in life to tackle some difficult topics? Can it be therapeutic somehow?
I 100% believe that. I think for me it's always the case that I come from something that's personal. Mm-hmm. Even because before I used to do a lot of poetry, it was always very personal, and there was also a lot of satire. And I think it's the same thing I do in life. In very drama fueled situations, I make a joke or that's not appropriate for the situation at all, but it helps kind of. I think it's always nice.
Your film Liquid Breath is participating in the 56th Carlo Vivari Film Festival in this section called Future Frames, Generation Next of European Cinema. So how does it feel to be part of this section, and what responsibility does it bring along?
It feels amazing, for sure. I've never been at the festival, even though it's so close to Slovakia, so I'm really looking forward to being there. And to be completely honest, when we were shooting the film and preparing the film, I was thinking festivals, I was secretly hoping that it would be so nice. I didn't even have the guts to vocalize it, but I was just remember thinking it would be so nice if we went to if this could go well and we could end up there. So just 1 year later, because it's exactly 1 year since I shot my film, thinking about it, it's really mind-blowing, and I take it as a huge privilege and responsibility.
Talking about the future of cinema, which direction do you think that cinema is taking? And in terms of, since you're a woman director, what's the condition of women directors and women in general in cinema nowadays? Do you feel something is changing?
I'm pretty sure there are things that are changing. From my experience, very slowly. But I have to say my experience in the professional field comes from my country, and now, mm-hmm. now because I moved to Belgium and I live in Brussels, I also from here, but it's very limited my experience, and I cannot speak for the whole industry. But I in Slovakia, I was there's a lot to be improved, because there's no opportunities, or there's very little opportunities for people who exit the film school. And I think there should be more, especially for women filmmakers, to make them motivated to actually go through it. And because throughout my film studies, there was some very peculiar moments when I was kind of reminded of I'm a woman, just sometimes in a very harmless way, but sometimes people see you as that very clearly, and it's always surprising.
There's a question that asked, some women directors participating in another section at the Cine Film Festival, in another section promoted by the European Film Promotion, such as Future Frames. And I asked them if they think that women directors tend to write and direct films with female characters. Is that true for you?
It depends. For me personally, yes, because I'm really in the stage that I'm much more interested in what women have to say, for sure. And it became a running joke within my film school that I will not make many films about men. And once I got an assignment even to make a film about a man, and it was very funny. But I don't mean it in any harmful way or in any offensive way. Me personally, as a filmmaker, I'm very much interested in topics of, for example, female friendship and dynamics, and just the things that maybe have not been explored as much, especially in my context.
One last thing, what do you expect from this experience at the Carlo Vivari Film Festival?
I hope I will meet people from the industry, but also people from the selection as well. I really hope there's going to be some honest discussion or some genuine feeling, some genuine moment, because that's what I try to look for. And because films and the way you present films and pitch films and try to find a producer can be very impersonal, and I always hope for a bit of genuine connection. So I'm hoping for that, and hoping that it will open up some new doors.
So Aliza Mennarikova, thank you so much for being with us, for talking about Liquid Breath at screening at the 56th Carlo Vivari in the Future Frames Generation Next European Cinema section, and come back soon on Fred.
Ah, thank you so much. I would love to. It would be a pleasure. Hope you invite me.
And we've been talking to Aliza Mennarikova, director of Liquid Breath at the 56th Carlo Vivari Film Festival, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.